This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
We have no idea what that substance is, Stefon Diggs. And I'm not here to absolve him and, defend him. But it's a video. We have no idea what's going on there. The NFL certainly isn't going to suspend anybody for some sort of video. I mean, when was the last time you heard about a player being suspended for street drugs? So, to me, this is one of these typical NFL offseason, not much going on. The Patriots haven't practiced in a week. They got sick of talking about Drake May's interceptions, and it's much to do about nothing. It's completely over.
Final hour, Jones and Keefe live at the Lobster Bar in Newport. Greg Hill Road Show after show. Greg Bedard thinks, no big whoop, we're just bored.
I don't know about that.
Just filling time. Steph Diggs, we're just bored.
Dude, I'm never bored. There's so much stuff on like these streaming apps now that you can like watch.
You can't even catch up.
I can't keep up with these movies and TV. I'm not bored. What are they talking about? I think it's at least a little whoop. Might not be a big whoop, but this is something.
It's a whoop. On the whoop scale.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Finally, our whoop scale. When Mike Vrabel was asked about it, did he say?
We should do a whoop scale with Chris Berman.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Yeah. If it's a big whoop, that's what we do.
I think it's at least a little whoop, because when Mike Vrabel was asked about it the other day before practice, did he say, no big deal, you guys are bored?
Yeah, right. If you ask Mike Vrabel,
does Mike
Vrabel think it's a big whoop?
Yeah. He went on to say everybody needs to make good decisions.
Thank you.
So what does that tell you?
No, Greg says we're just bored. That's all.
I'm never bored.
Just looking to fill time. We're bored. Ken brought up an interesting question. We've talked about the idea of Diggs. Will he get cut? Will the Patriots move on from him? I wouldn't wager on it. I think there's a non-zero chance it happens, but I think it's a small chance it happens.
Yeah.
What do you think the reaction would be? Ken just asked that. Like, do you think fans would be
pissed?
I think they'd be really, really, really upset.
I think people are pretty happy about
that. Doesn't make
signing
the team wrong, but I think it would be a very unpopular move.
I think it'd be very, because then you're left with, all right, now what? Because I think the expectation for him is pretty high for a guy his age coming off of an ACL injury.
But the irony is, you're left with now what? Diggs might not be out there for like the first month.
No, I know.
You might be left with what you have for the first month anyway.
Yeah, but they're still sort of, it's similar to Roman Anthony, where you're like, he's not here yet, but when he does show up, it's going to be great.
So if you're going to get back to 500.
Well, so if you have the first 2 weeks, 3 weeks without Steph Diggs, the back of my mind, I'm thinking, all right, that offense is getting Steph Diggs at some point.
Right.
So if you remove that from the equation, then it's whatever the first month of the season is, just more of it. It's going to be that for the whole year. So I think people would be pretty upset, because then I think it also would get into the overall, the one thing that like people like Bedard that think overall it's no big deal, and you and I being like, well, it's not ideal. Nobody really cares too much about the actual stuff he was holding on the boat, right?
I mean, it's sort of
like a bigger thing.
It's a fun video to watch, but that's not my actual gripe.
So that's what I'm saying. So if they cut him, I think people would lose their mind, because they're like, you're cutting him for that? Like, the league might not even do anything about that. Like, so why are you cutting him for that? However, you say, like, will he get cut for this? I say no. But now, whatever the second thing is, if the second thing also isn't that big of a deal, but it's two things, You know what I'm saying?
What's the second thing? Like another Bo video or something?
No, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
No, but so like that in of itself is not worth releasing a player over. But if you have another instant, it's only May. The season doesn't even start until September. So if you have something else that gets added to your list, like I don't know what the right analogy would be. Would it be like two misdemeanors equals like one felony? Or
sure, I can go with that. Yeah.
I'm losing the thread a little bit, but you know what I'm saying? Like two minor penalties versus like a major penalty,
yes.
Like that kind of thing.
Yeah. No, look, I don't think they're cutting Diggs. I do think it would be wildly unpopular. It was a wildly popular signing.
Yeah.
We heard Diggs' name a million times before the Patriots signed him, before they were really even linked. I forget how much they were linked to him before the signing, like credibly linked to him, not just spitballing. But it was a wildly popular signing.
Oh, yeah.
Because the Patriots need a receiver so, so badly. But no, if there were another incident, yeah, I guess I could see that happening. I don't care really that he was partying. Like, I don't really care about that. I care that he was partying and then didn't show up to OTAs. And he should be rehabbing, and he should be getting his body in the best shape possible, and I want him back as soon as possible, and I'm not sure he's doing any of that. So that is my actual gripe. Him partying on a boat,
it's like whatever.
Him handing out whatever he's handing out. I don't think Cardi B's happy with him, based on what we read yesterday from a highly credible source.
It's also it's always about the video, too, because if there's a well-detailed written article about what he was doing, but there's no video, nobody would care at all.
No, it's true.
Like, at all. He wouldn't even be asked about it. You know, it's just the visual.
No, that's fair. I mean, I think that helped blow it up a lot. It is a big story. Like, I mean,
it's everywhere.
Like, the idea that we're just bored in New England talking about it because the Celtics are knocked out is dumb. Like, it's a big national story that's covered heavily throughout the NFL.
Right.
So I don't think that. And I don't know why Greg's fighting that so hard. Like, again, you made the best point. Does Vrabel sound like it's not a big deal?
No.
Vrabel sounded pissed.
Vrabel was like, it's still unknown if it was Diggs' decision, Vrabel's decision, previous decision, whatever. We don't know why he wasn't there.
I would be shocked. And, look, I don't know. But Breer suggested that maybe Vrabel asked him not to show up.
I would be surprised.
Well, just based on the way Vrabel answered stuff the other day, that would shock me. I don't know the answer. Maybe Breer's way more plugged in than I am. That would really surprise me.
Yeah, because, like, the way he was asked, like, is he going to practice? Like, well, if he's here, like,
right.
Well, then, no, you would.
He wants him here. Of course he wants him. Every coach wants all these guys here. And, by the way, he should be here. Especially a player rehabbing from a significant injury should be here. And he was here last week.
Yeah, that's what's also. Cause, like,
it's not
that,
like
that
his
throws
whole plan
up where
was
he's like,
to stay away.
I'll show up later. I'm rehabbing
here.
This way. I can't really do a whole lot.
Doesn't make sense.
Because he's showing all these videos of things that he apparently can do. So that's why it's a little misleading, because it's like, all right, you've been there, you've done this.
Do you put any stock in any of those videos? People send me those all the time. I put so little stock in those rehab videos for Steph Diggs, it's not even funny.
Well, like, some of them, I think, I mean, he looks like he's doing all right, like, when he's running. Like, the ones where he's running and cutting. Him, like, laying down, lifting weights, I don't care about. I'm just looking, like, sort of more at the knee. It looks all right. A lot of guys will do these. A lot of guys will post these on Instagram, and there literally are some that look not good. Like, they're like, why are you doing this? Like, what do you think this is a benefit to you? His look pretty good, you know, for a guy that we're wondering if he'll even be ready by, like, you know, Halloween. He's doing stuff that maybe I didn't think he'd be doing at this point. So, yeah, I take a little bit of stock in those.
Let's see if he's out there at all. Curran answered this earlier this week. It's like, do I think he's going to be ready week one? He's like, I'm optimistic for it, but he's until we see him doing anything at training camp.
Right.
Then I'll start to get somewhat excited, assuming that, you know, he actually bothers to show up.
Wow.
Speaking of Curran, he was on EEI Afternoons yesterday, which you can catch at 2 o'clock here today on WEEI. We talk to Curran every Tuesday at high noon. He's on Thursdays on WEEI Afternoons at 3:30. And he talked about Drake May, not just the picks that he had the other day, not the uneven performance from the offense, but how inaccurate Drake May has been.
But he is having some wild misses. They're not near misses. They're related to movement. He'll roll a little bit and throw from that kind of, like, a shortstop swinging it to first kind of platform, which is not ideal for perfect accuracy, but he does have accuracy with it. We've seen him make those throws, but there just seems to be a lot of them. So I don't think it's a concern. Excuse me. I don't think it's a worry. It's certainly a concern if there's a regression to having sloppy mechanics, because Alex Van Pelt spent an inordinate amount of time on those last year.
Okay, so it's weird he highlights Van Pelt.
Yeah.
like that. Was that just a throwaway, or is that something he's hearing? Like, well, you know, Van Pelt really kept him on his P's and Q's. Are they doing that?
Well, maybe just sort of like that was one thing he did well last year, and like now you remove that guy.
That's
from
honestly
the
a name I never expected to hear again once he was out of here, and now Curran's bringing up Alex Van Pelt. It's like, oh, what the hell's going on there?
Yeah.
So that weirds me out. But yeah, even if you weren't concerned about the interceptions the other day, that or you know last week,
yeah,
that answer has to concern you. He's wildly inaccurate. He's skipping throws like a shortstop, a Red Sox shortstop, obviously. Like you, yeah. Like you don't.
David Hamilton.
You don't. That's not what anybody wants to hear at these OTAs. Now it's early. Maybe it won't feel like a big deal come training camp or the preseason or the regular season. We'll have forgotten about it. We'll look back and laugh about it. But you can't tell me that's what anybody wanted to hear coming out of these OTAs.
No, definitely not. Because this isn't where you could say, well, the receiver dropped the ball, or they ran the wrong route,
yeah,
or the left tackle.
A hit ball or something like that. Right. Interceptions, I mean, I heard Ninkovich. You can explain them away. When you're nowhere near the receiver,
yeah, that's
harder to explain away.
That's not ideal. And that could be an ongoing issue for this season. We'll see. Especially when it sounds like we both agree they're not going to probably throw the ball a ton.
Not
so
to
like,
start.
When you do, like you got to make sure you can't turn it over. Right, because that always looks way worse. Because you're probably only, we brought up yesterday Justin Herbert for some of the monster seasons he's had statistically last year. I think it was like 23 touchdowns, 3 picks. That's not a lot of touchdown passes.
No,
really isn't.
Really, the first half of the year they didn't throw a ton.
Three picks.
They opened it up. Oh no, that's great. Yeah,
that's also great. So I'm saying like, what's your ratio look like? So if they're not asking to put the ball up in the air a whole lot, but you also have 10 picks, you're like, well, that's not gonna be good. And, yeah, the accuracy's got to be just another thing to keep your eye on with Drake May.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No, this is always my thing with Mac when he was here. It's like, oh, well, you know, he's throwing interceptions, but it's actually not that high of an interception total. I'm like, he makes no plays.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If Drake May's making plays, yeah. I am personally willing to put up with some turnovers.
Yeah.
I'm okay with a bad throw here and there. If you are lighting it up with downfield throws and tight window throws and you're scoring touchdowns.
The James Winston approach.
Yeah, I mean, I don't need quite that. I mean, that's
too much.
I would prefer that to Mac, but that's even too extreme for me. But you got to, if you're going to turn it over, you got to balance that out with making plays.
I
Mac
agree.
Never made plays.
No.
We're still waiting for him to make plays.
That's right.
So Drake May, you saw that last year, but he still needs to cut that turnover down, the total down.
Yeah, so I mean, he clearly is going to be, but I don't think anybody thought he was a finished product after 1 year,
you know,
so like a lot of these things are kind of as expected, and you just hope that, you know, these days don't pile up, right, where like the big takeaway is like, oh man, another not great performance, because and this isn't a Drake May thing, but going back to like the last couple of Mac Jones years, people were like, oh, you're making too big a deal out of OTAs, minicamp, and training camp. Well, he sucked then he sucked in the season.
Yeah, no.
Like, that kind of translated right into the next thing.
Look, I put stock in all these preseasons. I know people laugh away spring training. We were talking about Tanner Houck's struggles in spring training. Like, you could see it coming a million miles away. He was going to suck this year. You could see that. I bought into Garrett. On the positive side, I'll buy into it too. I bought into Garrett Crochet. Crochet looked awesome in the spring.
Yeah.
He's been awesome.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that's perfect in 1,000%, but I don't ignore it. I don't ignore training camps, OTAs, spring training. I don't ignore any of that. So I think with Drake May, he's going to have to get on track soon. It doesn't mean these two things are throwing off his whole season, but I'd like to read a positive report when the media is present.
Yeah.
The only positive thing I've read about Drake, the only one I've read.
Ooh, yeah, what is it?
Reese had it on Sunday.
You got engaged?
No. That Drake May had a good OTA on Thursday when, oh, conveniently, the media wasn't there. He was sharp. He was turnover free.
Yeah.
That's what the team is telling Reese. Or you know, I mean, it has to be a team source who was there present for the practice.
So Drake May told him.
Yeah, I'm not even disparaging the Reese report.
No, I understand.
I'm saying the team wants it out there after he had a bad performance.
Yeah. Yeah.
No one could put their eyeballs on it.
Yeah, yeah.
No one in the media. So I'd like him to have a good day with the media there next week. I don't think that's too much to ask. I'll stand down. If he has a good day, I'll stand down on it.
Yeah.
But if it keeps snowballing, I'm going to keep highlighting it.
Well, no, and I think as long as you like you admit that you're more invested in the results of these, therefore it makes sense when you're going to be a little bit more down on a bad one, and then you have the right to be high on a good one. Whereas if you don't think this is a big deal, you can't get all fired up about like
if you're somebody
a 10
who's like
10 performance or four touchdowns.
Thank you.
Yeah.
If you're somebody who doesn't put any stock in the four picks, don't come talk to me when he goes 18 for 20 with a million touchdowns because it's just OTAs. I don't want to hear it.
Because you're
not from the people who didn't want to talk about the picks.
That's what I'm saying. Like, are you taking this into account, or are you a wait till the season starts person? But I don't think there's a lot of them. Like, I think football fans are in on like all this stuff. They want to hear what's going on.
What beyond Drake and beyond Diggs, what's the biggest storyline in your opinion at training camp?
Probably Will Campbell, just sort of what he looks like. He's going to get every opportunity to be the left tackle, and if he is, awesome. But as soon as you start that, well, man, maybe he's a guard. Like, as soon as that pops up, that's going to be devastating.
Well,
and I don't think that's going to be the case. I do think he's going to step in. I think he's going to be the starting left tackle all year. Part of that's wishful thinking, but I think two things kind of gave that away. So not only did they take him fourth overall, which feels like, all right, that's pretty high for a guard.
Yeah.
But then the report that came out that in the second round, they didn't even want Travion Henderson, at least with the at first. They wanted the guard who went to the Dolphins.
Yeah, Bedard had that report.
So if you're drafting a guard there, then I feel like you're pretty confident that Campbell's the left tackle. But no, I would say that is, from me, probably the next most important story.
I forget who I was taught was. Might have been Dave. No, you know who it was? It was, did you meet Ray in Cumberland? Did you meet him? He was here earlier. Our guy Ray. Our guy Ray on Twitter. You met him?
I met a bunch of people, yeah.
He brought up, I think this is starting to dawn on some people. When we get to training camp, you're actually going to, you can't read into what Will Campbell's doing at OTAs. That's legitimately something you can't read into.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not padded. You can't read into the O-line. You can read into some of the passing game and stuff like that. But I think it was Ray saying, what if he gets out there and we don't have a left tackle? What if he's a guard? Like, what if?
No,
that,
no,
what if? But I think that's starting to dawn on some people where it's like, oh yeah, what if that's not fixed? And oh yeah, what if Steph Diggs isn't ready for the first month? And what if he's too busy partying on a boat to ever show
it's
up?
It's a big swing.
Like, those are two moves that have people feeling really good. One might be a guard, and who knows what the other guy's left in the tank.
Yeah, you have the possibility of a number one wide receiver and a starting caliber left tackle.
And then the question,
or not,
right?
Then
what? It's the same. It's the same as last year. It's really, unless Kyle Williams is a stud, or unless Mac Hollins does something he's never done before.
Get ready to learn punt.
Kendrick Bourne just super productive in the Josh McDaniels. Like, barring something like that,
I know
it's the same as last year.
Yeah, it's not great.
So those guys kind of have to produce. And I'm much more confident in Diggs when he's on the field than I am about Campbell as a
Who's more important, though, Campbell or Diggs? Don't you think Campbell kind of is? Because it's like a house of cards if he can't do it.
A house of cards in the receiver room.
Yeah. I mean, no, they're both important. But if I could tell you right now one guy is way better. Well, no. If it's high-end Diggs, I'd rather have high-end Diggs.
Me too.
Let's say it's not Bill's Diggs. It's like kind of what you saw, but healthy with the
Houston
Texans.
Diggs, yeah.
I don't know. Versus like a really good left tackle, because I would take the receiver over left tackle. I'm just saying if that receiver isn't a top 10
guy. Save it for what you rather win.
Yeah,
I'd say you're jumping the gun.
It's all our best material.
Speaking of Wednesday, We got some plans for next Wednesday.
Is that right?
Yeah, if a certain someone isn't on the Red Sox by next Wednesday, we're going to have to do something about it.
Hell yeah.
Okay? So that's just that. The Red Sox have been warned.
Oh, okay.
Right. But it's up to you, Red Sox. Do something before Wednesday, or we're going to have to take matters into
our
own
hands. This is on you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.